We're here to worship God for the greatest gift of all, and it's great to be together to do that this morning. Some of you might be home for the holidays or haven't been here before, but you are all very welcome indeed. Now, let's listen to his wonderful invitation.
Morning. Happy Christmas to you all. That is indeed a wonderful invitation, a wonderful truth. He's born for us. Boys and girls, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, every time I go to a primary school assembly, they always have star awards at the end. And I often think, what happens if you're not a star? You don't get an award, but the best present of all is given to us. Undeserved, fully, Christ is born for you. Whoever you are, whatever you've done, whatever you think you've done, however you've failed, Christ is born for you. So let's sing his praise together. We're going to begin singing together, See Amid the Winter's Snow.
I
We've been thinking in the run-up to Christmas on the Sundays, all the promises that were made by God right from the beginning, that the promise that one day someone would come. And then, as somebody put it, at just the right moment in time, God sent angels and a star in the heavens to declare, "The gift is here. Glory, wrapped in flesh, made his dwelling among us in the form of a baby." It was unexpected. It was surprising. It was exactly what we needed. Let's pray together. God, our Father, we gladly sing your praise and the praise of your Son and indeed your Spirit, one God, gracious God, giving God. We thank you for this day when we celebrate the coming of your Son, your great gift to the world. We think of that verse that we so often hear, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. And we thank you today for him. We thank you for that precious day, that precious night, morning, whatever time of day it was, when Jesus was born. When you, Lord Jesus, came from heaven's glory down to this world of ours in such humility and such frailty, we thank you for those that you called to witness your birth, the shepherds coming down from the hills, the wise men coming from so many miles, Gentiles like so many of us here, to acknowledge that Emmanuel was here, the Savior was born. We rejoice together and we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would be with us as you are indeed wherever two or three gather, that you would be with us this morning, not only to receive our praise, but to dispense your blessings, all the blessings that you have brought with you, not just, of course, by your birth, but by your perfect life, your sin-atoning death, your victorious resurrection, and indeed the promise of your return. Meet with us here, we pray. Speak to us here. Cleanse us, Lord, from all the sin that you came to save us from. Pour out your Spirit upon us. Hear us, bless us as a family of your people. We ask in your name and for your sake. Amen. We're going to read in two places this morning. Firstly, from Matthew, and Norman's going to come and read for us.
This is Matthew chapter 1, and verses 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived of in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Okay, let's sing again. Sing your praises. Sing to God on high because it's Christmas. Thank you. Okay, and now from Luke's Gospel, Amy's going to read.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Amen.
Okay, thank you, Amy. Right, did anybody get anything this morning? Anybody get any presents? Anybody got anything they'd like to show us? Or tell us about? Fraser? You got... Is it a top? Is it an Irish top? It is. Not a Scottish top. No, an Irish top. That's okay. That's good. What else have we got here? Anything else? Anybody get anything else? No? Anybody want to tell me about anything? Nobody got anything? Really? What have we got? A wand? A magic wand? Is that right? Is that a... Oh. That's good, Evie. That's good. And Will, what did you get? Tell me what you got. Never mind. Good. Harper, did you get something? A dolly in a basket. That's good. A dolly. Has the dolly got a name? No? Nobody else? All right. You don't know what it is, Atlin. Oh, well, no, that's good. Well, it's funny you should say that, actually, because... Well, he goes, I've got some presents here, and I really haven't had time to open them. So I was really wondering if somebody could maybe open them for me. And it's a bit of a surprise, so I'd really like you not to tell me what's in the box. I'd just like you to describe it for me. Would anybody like to come out? Kenny, would you do that? Good. Right, so I don't... Don't tell me what it is. Okay. Just see if you can describe it for me. You don't think you can? Well, listen, take it to your mum and your dad and see if they can give you any help with that. See if... So... What's it? What do you do with it? Or it's difficult.
You use it in the kitchen.
You use it in the kitchen. All right. Okay. Is it? I don't know. Is it a basin? Oh, it couldn't be a basin, could it? No.
You use it to clean stuff up.
Oh, is it a dish towel?
No.
It's not a dish towel. It is a dish towel. Oh, really? Oh, it's great. Oh, well, I wonder if somebody's trying to tell me something, Kenny. Okay, thank you. Okay, so look, I've got... Here's... Anybody else want to come and have a look at this one? Come on, Fraser. Yeah, that's great. With your very smart Irish top. Don't tell me what it is. You've got to tell me... Describe it.
It's for baking.
It's for baking with. Oh, right. So is it a spoon? Is it flour? No. Any particular kind of baking or?
I don't know really what it's called, but like it's used to make cupcakes.
Oh, cupcakes. You mean the cake or? Or the bit on top of the cake? Icing.
No, but it's something that you would make, like, kind of make
this.
You know how it would be swirly on top.
Oh, swirly on top. Oh, right. So it's kind of icing stuff that you. It's like a bag, an icing bag, is it? Is it an icing bag?
It's a metal, a plasticky metal.
Oh, I see. Yeah, there you go. So that's for all my baking. Yeah, okay. And what else have we got here? I can't remember. What else have we got? Anybody else want to come and check what we've got? What about this one? Come on in, Glory. Oh, I'm getting the whole gang. Right, well, hold on. Whoa. Well, no, Glory, you hold on there. Wait a minute. Okay, I'll take you three. Hold on. You wait there. Harper, wait on. Here you are, look. You going to tell me what that is? There you go, Will. See, the three of you. Well, it's my present, Will. Can somebody get Emily? Can you give me a description? Sorry? Cleaning your clothes. You mean it's like washing powder or something like that? No? A debobbling. Debobbling. Seriously. Debobbling. Is it? Oh, debobble. Oh, right. Okay. I don't know. Somebody's trying to tell me something about a jumper. Well, last one. Glory, what do you think that? You need to, again, you've got to describe it. Thank you.
It's about football.
All right. And so do you, is it a ball? Do you kick it?
No.
Is it a ball? No. Do you wear it?
Yeah.
You wear it. And it's to do with football. Is it a sort of strip or something, or is it something like that?
Not really.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. You hold it up, and I'll turn around, and they can describe it to me. Okay? Okay. Right. You hold it up and show it to the people. It's horrible. So, do you know?
Yeah.
What is it? Did they tell you?
No.
They didn't tell you. Go on. You need to find out. What was it? Which one? A heart. Oh, my favorite. Yeah, look at that. Somebody's trying to. Look at that. That's the best team in the world. Yes, thank you, thank you. Now listen, boys and girls, we're trying to make a serious point there, actually, that it's not easy describing presents. It's not. And we're going to think in a minute about the best present, and we're going to think about something about that. We're going to sing together. Just before we do that, we're going to sing this song that we often sing, Joy to the World, but this is the one that's got a wee chorus in it, and it's got actions. And Nathan, who helps us often with the actions, is going to do the actions. It's got the chorus about he's the King of Kings. You know that one? All the ones? Yep. Okay. So the boys and girls will know this. Everybody else stand up and you'll follow the guy as he sings. Okay, Amy. Thank you. Okay. You need to stand.
Joy to the world! Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven makes you sing, and heaven makes you sing. Songs employ wild fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains. Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He's the King of Kings, he's the promised one, he is hope and life. God the Son, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness. And wonders of his love. He's the King of Kings, he's the promised one, he is hope and life for all who come. He's the Prince of Peace, he is God the Son. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Okay, well, we've been thinking, as I said, and as I've said a few times when we've been here, we've been thinking about the gift of Jesus, and we thought a couple of weeks ago about the undeserved gift, and then yesterday we talked about the planned gift. And I wanted us to think this morning, just think of this, here's Jesus in a box, in a sense, in a feeding box this time. A feeding box. And what I want us to think about is, how do you describe him? How do you describe him? Because on one occasion, Paul talks about Jesus as the indescribable gift. He says this in 2 Corinthians. He says, "Thanks be to God for the indescribable gift." And let me just help you all, I hope, to think about just how difficult it is actually to describe who and what we've been given. How easy, think about this, how easy is it to describe how far Jesus has traveled to get to that box, to that manger? How far has he traveled? From where has he come? What has he left behind? And how easy is it to describe who he is? Think about this. He's born of a poor young girl, but he's conceived in her womb by the power of the Holy Spirit. He's born in the meanest of earthly conditions, and yet his birth is heralded by a magnificent heavenly choir. His birth is announced by a star. But then he's the one who made the stars. as a baby. He can't speak. He can't talk. He's silent apart from crying. And yet, he's the one who spoke the world and everything there is into being. He is lying there in that manger as the God who knows everything, and yet as a baby, as a child, he'll have to learn to feed, to sit up, to crawl, to talk, to write, to read. He's tiny, he's weak, he's dependent, he's helpless as a baby, and yet he is mighty and glorious. He is God. Or think of this boy and girl. The other day, remember a couple of weeks ago, we thought about all the names of Jesus. Do you remember how many names we discovered there were in the Bible that are given to Jesus? Do you remember? Yeah. Very good. 198. Somebody worked that out, that there are 198 names. Why are there so many names? Because they're trying to describe who Jesus is, to fill out all these names that we've been singing in the different songs. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, the Savior, the Son of the Most High, the Heir of David's throne, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So many names. Or think about this. How do you describe all that he will experience as he grows up in his life, and especially in his death? How do you describe what he will bring to those who trust him? Again, think of that. He's come from a place that knew only light and life. And he's come into a world, into a humanity that is haunted by darkness and by death. He is poor, but he will make so many people unbelievably rich. He's going to know such tears in his life, and yet he's going to bring people so much joy. When he dies, he's going to be forsaken by God that we might be forgiven by God. He's come from such light, but he's traveling into such darkness, and all for our sakes. Who can describe that darkness that he will embrace, that suffering that he will endure to bring us to God, to restore us to God? And indeed, who can describe what that restoration, that salvation will involve? Remember what Paul says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. He really is the indescribable gift. We look for words, and yet we're conscious that our words can never exhaust all that he is, all that he brings. Let me leave you with one last quote. Somebody once wrote this: the creation of the world was a very great thing, but not so great as the incarnation of Christ, God becoming flesh. It was a great thing for God to make the creature, but not so great as for the Creator himself to become a creature. Many great things are accomplished between the fall of human beings and the incarnation of Christ, but God becoming man was greater than all. Then the greatest person was born that ever was or ever will be. And the amazing truth, as we thought right at the beginning, he's for us. He's born for us. He lived for us. He died for us. He rose again for us. One day he will return for us. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Well, let's sing again. glorious light. With the help of the band, we'll sing these words together.
Let us pray together. Gracious and loving God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we praise you for how wide, how high, and how deep is your vast love for all people. Incarnate in Jesus, you offered your life for the healing of the world through the forgiveness of all our sins. Your arms outstretched on the cross, and you embraced us all because your love transcends our divisions and our differences. Breaking out of the tomb, you broke the powers that bind us and released us to live new and free. Your wide and welcoming love for all challenges us. Forgive us when we find it hard to forgive others. Teach us how to value and respect one another. Give us the necessary strength and courage to reach beyond ourselves. To those who are unfamiliar, and even those we find disagreeable, make us a safe place in a dangerous world, a people in which your hope lives, your love welcomes, your compassion restores, and your grace lifts all who are downcast. We pray for our deeply divided world, for peace in all lands that are war-torn or threatening violence or retribution. We pray for those affected by the racism that injures us all. Heal body, soul, mind, and spirit. All these things we lift up to you, our loving God, confident that you hear our prayers and care for us in all seasons of our lives. Now, Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy upon us, and we pray for all this in your name and for your sake. Amen.
Well, just before we sing our concluding carol, just a reminder, as always on these Christmas days, there are a couple of these boxes. There'll be one at the front, one at the back. There's enough, I think, for everybody here, so you're welcome. O come, all ye faithful, let's sing these great words again to conclude.
Thank you.
say the grace to one another. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Amen.